I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
We're fast running out of cinema to talk about.
Well, the internet has provided a great deal of fodder for us. Entertainment Weekly did some research on blockbusters.
Okay.
Remember those?
I do remember them. I am eagerly awaiting a few of them. The big story is Tenet. Everybody, we've been waiting for Tenet. Christopher Nolan's big mysterious action blockbuster. We don't know what it's really about.
Keeps moving its dates.
Yeah, he wasn't going to move. He was dead set on a July opening. These Christopher Nolan movies, they're about as big movie nerd blockbusters as you can get. Cinephile.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Usher us all back into a new age of seeing movies in theaters again. Didn't happen. I'm sure it wasn't.
Well, the pandemic has no respect, even for Christopher Nolan.
Right. And I think it's moved now. The date has moved twice.
But give me a date specific on a big blockbuster movie. One that we can count on.
Well, I'm still looking for it. I think it's November for No Time to Die. A couple months ago, we talked about this. I wasn't too worried about movie theaters and the movie going experience. Now I'm getting a little worried about it.
Me too.
There's No Time to Die, which is at this point set in mid-November. Maverick is still December, right?
And I think that's a big one, December 23rd. Of all the ones that we're going to discuss, that's the one I think that has the most profitability and the one that I think I'm looking at the rest of them and I can't see any that has, well.
Even No Time to Die?
I know.
Everybody was so excited. Now the buildup is crazy for it.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh. I think those two movies for sure. I did want to talk a little bit about how you think as a moviegoer and somebody who's frequented movie theaters. We go all the time to the Gateway Film Center. You can control, especially with movies, depending on how many screens you have, you can easily control the flow of moviegoers in there. 8 screens, each of diminishing size and seats in the auditoriums. Don't you think if a movie like Tenet opened, that the film center could just open that movie and
run it in several theaters?
And run it in all the theaters, multiple showtimes, only sell half of the tickets to the big house.
On the other side, don't you think there are plenty of people, and I may be one of them, who are nervous about getting together with a group of people, more than 10 people in any one place?
Require masks.
There's a reservation it's going to take a while to get out of.
John, I want my movies.
I know you do. All right, here's one.
What?
Guaranteed to make bucks, and it's going to put us off almost a year.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, my God.
Next April.
Yeah, I couldn't
care less. Well, I know this is too lowbrow for you. I think that one we can count on, and that's a year away.
Okay.
All right.
And what about Wonder Woman 1984? That one has moved as well.
Next year, just a little bit before Fast and Furious, is Ghostbusters.
Afterlife, the reboot. Yeah. One good thing might come out of this. I've been complaining for years. There are too many movies. Everybody's being able to access people shooting movies on their iPhones and everybody, you know, learning about movie making techniques and just try to scroll through some of these streaming platforms. I hope what comes of this, fewer movies are produced, greater care is taken to produce the fewer movies. So smaller productions, let's be a little more discerning in what we're producing and trickling out to audiences.
You've certainly made the case for more movies because it's easier to make movies. And it's up to people like Netflix and people like us to call through to give only the best productions. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm already now in a different mode for myself, or it's movie time. I have to do a lot of filtering to get to a movie to do because I'm looking online and I am looking at several possibilities where I used to wait for the studios to give us a screening and then we would see that movie in our private screening and then review it. Now I can get right to streaming, but I've got a big challenge to figure out what's good.
As you know, because of how many films are produced, that there are some gems out there that no one has paid attention to. You know, we recently saw The Vast of Night. There are plenty of movies to discover or rediscover, classic films too, but
another way of looking at this is that we'll have more preeminence for stars. That is, that'll be a way of figuring out what movie to watch. Black Widow, one of my favorite female stars, Scarlett Johansson is in that. So already I've filtered. This is nothing but breeding more of your discontent.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. You can listen to shows online at WCBE.org.